This is Party Line on WILO 1570 AM and 96.9 FM. At your side since 1960. This is your forum for public opinion and comment. The opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent the views of WILO management, employees, or sponsors. If you're listening live at 8:30, you're invited to give us a call locally at 765-659-3338 or toll free at 1-800-447-4463. If you're listening to this program on our afternoon encore broadcast, don't call, just enjoy the show. Now let's join Party Line on 1570 AM and 96.9 FM WILO.
Good morning and welcome to Party Line. Our sponsors are Jennifer Ping Shelter Insurance, We're Your Shield, We're Your Shelter, Kramer Lumber Do It Center, Welty Custom Exteriors, Welty Works for You, Encompass Credit Union, community minded just like you, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, like a good neighbor, Susan is there, Sparrow's Florist and Greenhouse, call today for delivery today, Milner Healthcare, Hardesty Landscaping, Hearing Care Professionals, Hear Well, Live Well, Johnny V's Main Street Grill, Ivy Tech Community College, Changing Lives, Pepe's Mexican Restaurant, and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper. Good morning, I'm Larry Glass, and welcome to Party Line. Our phone number is 659-3338, 659-3338. Or if you're out in the county or out of county, you can call 1-800-447-4463. That's 1-800-447-4463. So tell us, call in and tell us what your thoughts are, what you're thinking. Today in history, in 1775, Paul Revere made his famous ride from Boston to Concord in Massachusetts to warn citizens of the approaching British Army. In 1906, the Great San Francisco Earthquake hit Northern California. More than 700 people died as a result of the quake. In 1910, Walter Brookins made the first airplane flight at night. In 1942, this day in history, the first World War II edition of The Stars and Stripes was published for American troops in Northern Ireland. In 1955, Nobel Prize-winning physicist Albert Einstein died at the age of 76. In 1984, Michael Jackson underwent scalp surgery to repair damage done when his hair caught fire during the filming of a Pepsi commercial. In 1995, quarterback Joe Montana retired from the National Football League with 4 Super Bowl rings. In 1999, hockey legend Wayne Gretzky retired from the National Hockey League. In 2008, Pope Benedict became the first pope to visit an American Jewish house of worship with his visit to the Park East Synagogue in New York. During his visit, the Pope thanked Jewish leaders for their contribution in the community and offered Passover greetings. And then I've got one more. In 2012, entertainment mogul and television icon Dick Clark passed away after suffering what his publicist described as a massive heart attack. The American Bandstand and Dick Clark's rockin' New Year's Eve host was 82 years old. And we have a caller this morning. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Larry. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great. Thank you. How about you?
I'm doing fine. How about yourself?
Oh, I can't complain except for this. I'm ready for it to get warm and for spring to come here. You know, maybe spring will get here by maybe 1st of July, I hope. I hope earlier. So what's going on?
You guys' radio station, you guys... I could voice my opinion and everything, right?
Absolutely. You can't use any foul language, though.
Oh, I already know. I've been here, done that too long.
So what's going on?
You got John on the line.
Okay, John.
Back in the 70s and the 80s, we had a good police department.
Mm-hmm.
But now, we haven't... you know, I'm going to open a can of worms, and I'll probably get stopped about every day now because I'm voicing my opinion. But opinions I could voice.
Absolutely.
I almost hit a pedestrian down there by the old CVS. I pulled into Schultz's, and I was sitting there, and I seen a peace officer come off of Fifth Street, and he looked dead in my eyeballs, and I motioned for him, and he just drove like I didn't even exist. And yes, I did 45 miles an hour to catch up with him right there, but good to go. He turned northbound, and I flashed my lights at him, And my point being, he didn't have peripheral vision at all when I was trying to let him know that there was a pedestrian was probably strung out on something. So I pulled in behind the police department and let one of the officers know. And the lady was still standing there. And why I didn't call him, is because our dispatch wants to keep us on the line, physically keep us on the line for 5 to 10 minutes. And I'm going, I don't want to stay on the line for 10 to 15 minutes, maybe 5 minutes.
You just want you want to report something and be done with it.
Right, right. Back in the 70s and 80s, that's what you did. You know, that when they had a barroom fight, I remember they'd only send one officer in and take care of the situation and be done with it.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody, I could mention this name, God rest his soul, they used to call him Pop Bottle Pete.
Mm-hmm.
He used to take great big duffel bags and walk from one county to the other.
Yeah, Tipton to Frankfort. Yeah, I think he lived in Tipton, actually.
Yes, he did.
Yep.
Then he moved in Frankfort down there on Morrison Street.
Okay. Yep, I remember him well from Tipton.
And he used to tie one in all the time. Go up to a cave and the 400. And they'd walk in there and say, okay, Pop Bottle, you got to calm down. And he'd say, nope. And, well, you know, George Eggers would go in there and he'd say, okay, it's our time. And so George Eggers, he was a peace officer at the time. He'd just tell him right out the door and say, it's done. And then he'd go on his merry way.
Boy, I tell you what, he was a big, strong man.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. He was strong and big. And it was amazing to me, you know, how much strength he actually had. You know, walking from one county to the other, carrying two huge, huge duffel bags full of either pop bottles or cans or whatever. You know, it was pop bottles back then. So, you know, they were worth some money. But, yeah, I remember him well.
But my case in point, you know, these officers now, I don't, you know, if you ain't on their good side, you ain't got nothing going on.
Well, but, you know, I don't know what's involved. Maybe we can have an officer call in. I don't know what's all involved in their paperwork today. I know that probably years ago they could just, you know, just go somewhere in a matter of seconds. And maybe there wasn't as much, you know, paperwork, computer stuff they had to do, you know, with the dispatch and everything, to try to cover themselves and make sure that, I don't know what's all going on there, but maybe we can have somebody call in and give us some information in regards to why they want you on the line for 10 minutes.
Well, that's what I'm trying to figure out. And when I do call dispatch, they say, you know, see how I'm speaking with you?
Mm-hmm.
Very blunt, very, you know, voiceless and everything. I have it from the dispatch. Well, you're slurring your words. We can't understand you. And I'm going, I'm speaking very blunt English.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, everybody in the county knows me. So, you know, I'm not scared of, you know, anybody not knowing me, because everybody from the courthouse all the way down to the county knows me. So, you know, I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing.
I guess it depends. But, you know, maybe, you know, when the officer, you said he was across the street coming down Fifth Street and, you know, across from Schultz's, you know, maybe, I don't know, maybe he had something else on his mind. I mean, I know they're supposed to be alert and aware of things going on around him, but, you know, in one of those jobs, oh, my goodness, it would be so easy to be distracted and be thinking of, you know, something that's just happened or something that's going on that, you know, maybe he was looking right at you. But you know how that is. I've looked right at people before and not even seen them because of the fact that, you know, distraction and having something else in your mind. And I hate to tell you how many times I'd drive from Tipton to Frankfort and that stoplight on 31, I would get like 4 or 5 miles west of 31. And I'm thinking, I don't even remember that stoplight. Was it green? Was it red? I don't remember even going through there because of the fact that, you know, I did it so often. I'm sure that if it was red, I stopped. But, you know, there's times where that stuff is just, just out of your mind. You know what I'm talking about? Have you ever done that?
Yeah, you got a mobile task.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm sure that if it was red, I stopped. I didn't go through it. But I don't remember going through it. I don't remember, you know, the light. So,
yeah, they got to look at their computer. Yep. They got to look at their cell phone.
Yeah.
They got to look at the road.
Yeah.
They got to look at the peripheral vision.
And not only looking, hearing. I mean, if somebody's talking to them at the time, you know. That's a tough job, you know, to have all that stuff going on, and you're sure that they're looking right at you, but you know what? You can look right at somebody and not even see them if you're being distracted with something else. So,
back in the day, this is another thing I catch all of them doing too. I understand this weather, you know, it's Indiana. It'll change one day to the next.
Mm-hmm.
Back in the day, they used to crack their window, and I didn't know they used to crack the window till I learned it the hard way. They leave their window cracked, the back window's cracked, and the side window cracked. That way they could hear somebody yell at them.
Mm-hmm.
Nowadays, this weather's crazy, and so they leave their window up and their furnace on full blast probably.
Yeah, yeah.
But, yeah, that's another thing. Back in the day, the officers used to leave their window cracked just a little bit where they could hear what's going on in the county or around their surroundings.
But did they leave those windows cracked even in the wintertime or during, you know, cold weather? I mean, I don't know. I mean, maybe in the summertime.
Back in the day, they did.
Yeah, yeah. Wow.
Yeah, they left them cracked back in the day, you know, because the heat will compensate, you know, if they're just cracked just like a penny or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, maybe we can get somebody to call in and give us some insight. I know that I think our police department is really, really, really good. I think they do an incredible job for everything that we have going on in this town. And, you know, I take my hat off to them. I wouldn't want that job. So
I would not want that job either because the opioids and all that stuff. And with Rich Kelly getting into his situation yesterday evening out there at the Blue Meadows, you know, that was just sad.
Yeah, I don't know what that was. I wasn't there, so
I wasn't either. I was just passing through, and I just seen Rich Kelly get bumped in one of his the squad cars.
Wow, yeah, I didn't know.
But
anything
I'll about get off here. I'll get off here, and I hope this subject don't fall over deaf ears.
Yeah.
I hope somebody calls in.
Sure. Well, thank you so much for calling. I appreciate it.
All righty.
Okay.
You have a good day.
Okay, you too. A lot of things going on locally and a lot of things going on around the country. President Trump is ordering flags to be lowered to half staff in honor of former First Lady Barbara Bush, who died at the age of 92. In a presidential proclamation, Trump remembered Mrs. Bush as an advocate of the American family. Flags at all federal buildings, military bases, embassies across the U.S. and the world will be lowered will be lower their flags until sunset on the day Mrs. Bush is laid to rest. President Trump said Barbara Bush lived a life that reminds us always to cherish our relationships with friends, family, and all acquaintances. So, hey, a Frenchman is now the world's first person to have two successful face transplants. The 43-year-old patient received a face transplant in 2010 to treat a genetic disorder that caused tumors to grow along nerves in his skin. His body started rejecting the transplant 2 years ago. In January, doctors successfully performed a second transplant. He was released from the hospital this week to spend time with his family. A face transplant. I can't imagine. Hey, Cuba is preparing to name its first leader not named Castro in nearly 60 years. President Raul Castro is expected to retire during the National Assembly meeting that begins today in Havana. The 86-year-old Castro is expected to hand over power to a hand-picked successor. Experts believe that most likely it will be 57-year-old Miguel Diaz-Canel. The late revolutionary leader Fidel Castro ruled the Caribbean island nation for 47 years before ill health led him to hand the leadership authority to his younger brother. So, I know the Castros have been in office for a long, long, long time. Had a high school Spanish teacher that was from Cuba and had gotten out of Cuba just before they closed everything up. And so she gave us, you know, she told us many, many stories in regards to Cuba, and she still had family down there. Hey, the IRS is giving taxpayers an extra day to file their taxes after technical difficulties on its website. Taxpayers don't need to do anything to get the extra day. The IRS says during a system outage today, taxpayers could still file electronically. Tuesday was the original deadline to file 2017 tax returns. Taxpayers can also file for a six-month extension if they need the extra time. So a free extra day. A new study suggests there may be at least one silver lining to the opioid epidemic. That caught my attention. I thought, what in the world? How could there be a silver lining to that? The increasing number of overdose deaths has led to more organ transplants. Researchers at Johns Hopkins University found that the number of organs donated from overdose victims jumped from around 1% in 2000 to more than 13% in 2017. The study also found, however, that a lot of those organs weren't always used. Researchers note that more than half of the overdose organs came with a warning: elevated risk of infection diseases, even though in reality the risk is quite low. The study is published this week in the Journal of Annuals of Internal Medicine. So a new study, a silver lining to the opioid epidemic, and that's more organ transplants. Hey, for you coffee drinkers out there, there's also a new study saying people with heart trouble might benefit from drinking coffee and tea every day. Researchers in England found that caffeine in coffee and tea might lead to lower rates of irregular heartbeats. They say consuming the amount of caffeine in 3 cups of coffee a day might be safe for people with irregular heartbeats. But while caffeine from coffee and tea might be a good thing, researchers warn people with pre-existing heart conditions to stay away from energy drinks that have high levels of caffeine. The study is published in the latest edition of the Journal of American College of Cardiology. So how many times have we heard that? Caffeine, coffee is good for you. Coffee is bad for you. Coffee is good for you. Coffee is bad for you. It just seems like a jump rope out there as in regards to not only coffee, but a lot of other stuff. Hey, there's a controversial statue of Dr. James Marion Sims is no longer in New York City's Central Park. Crews removed it yesterday morning and brought it to Greenwood Cemetery in Brooklyn, where Sims is buried. The 19th century doctor has been praised for his work in gynecology, but criticized because he experimented on slaves without anesthesia. A commission appointed by New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio studied controversial statues and had recommended this one to be removed. Can you imagine experimenting without any kind of pain medication or anything? Hey, in Greenwich, Connecticut, President Trump's former mansion is up for sale. Trump was 35 years old when he bought the nearly 6-acre six-acre property known as Harlan House for $4 million. The current owners bought the house from Ivana, and who got it in her 1991 divorce from Donald. And the current asking price is $45 million. Wow, what a great profit there. Well, hey, we're going to go ahead and take a break at this time, and we'll be back in just a few minutes to talk to our national guest. It is Dave Liebenthal, and he is in the Center for Public Integrity, and we're going to talk about special breaks buried in the new budget deal. You've been listening to Party Line, Jennifer Ping Shelter Insurance. We're your shield, we're your shelter. We thank our sponsors so much. Kramer Lumber Do It Center, Welty Custom Exteriors, Welty Works for You. Encompass Credit Union, community-minded just like you. Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance, like a good neighbor, Susan is there. Sparrow's Florist and Greenhouse, call today for delivery today. Milner Healthcare, Hardesty Landscaping, Sparrow's Florist and Greenhouse, Hearing Care Professionals, Hear Well, Live Well, Johnny V's Main Street Grill, Ivy Tech Community College, Changing Lives, Pepe's Mexican Restaurant, and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper.